Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. Honey, I remember the day that I felt led to write down the seven characteristics of an unmistakable commitment. The word commitment, that was not in the King James or the Amplified Bible. However, I did find the word in several other translations, including Philippians 3:15 and 16 in the Message Bible.
And this is what it says. So let's keep focused on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it.
I love those two verses. You know, that in fact could be the teaching with seven keys. However, they're not the ones God stirred with me to write about. I'm sure most of you have probably heard the story of the hen and the pig. It's an old story and a good one. As the story goes, the hen and the pig were walking together when they came upon a hungry person. As they gazed upon the man and his predicament and wondered what to do, the hen turns to the pig and says, "Let's feed him some breakfast. I'll lay some eggs and you furnish the bacon." The pig replies, "That's a simple matter on your part. You just have to lay a couple of eggs. But with me, it's all or nothing." See, in this statement, God wants all of us or nothing. That's total commitment. The word commitment in the Random House Dictionary is defined as the act of committing, pledging, or engaging oneself, a pledge or a promise, obligation. Here are seven characteristics of an unmistakable commitment, as that's what stirred in me. Number one, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Our success in life will be determined by whose voice we listen to. There's only one voice that gets you absolutely accurate information and direction every time. Galatians 5:16, New Living Translation. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. It's one thing to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, but it's something entirely different when we obey and act on His instruction. We have an ability, a creativity beyond our imagination, but it takes an unmistakable commitment to get there.
Excuse me. Number two, be decisive. Being decisive. In Romans 12:1, and we're very familiar with this, Romans 12:1, this in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, and intelligent service and spiritual worship." God doesn't believe in doing anything halfway. In Revelation, the word says that if you're lukewarm, he's going to throw you and spit you out of his mouth and his life. That's in Revelation 3:16. But I love the way the Amplified, always have, says make a decisive dedication in Romans 12. That's the kind of total commitment God wants from us. And we can assure you that he's not going to listen to excuses about, well, why you didn't really fulfill the divine purpose or maximize our time and our talents if we are really dedicated decisively to him. So here's the question. In our workplace environment, have we made a decisive dedication to excellence? Are we totally committed to quality and everything our hands find to do? Have we decided to never settle for less than the best Is that the way that we want our testimony to be for him in front of others?
That's good, baby. Number three, constantly tell yourself you can. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Please note the verse that says you can do all things, not a few, but all things through Christ, which strengthens you. I love the Message Bible translation of that verse, Philippians 4:13. Whatever I have, whatever I am, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Stop thinking about what you can't do for someone else. And just really begin praising God for what you can do. The two verses say, I can do and make it through all things through Christ, which strengthens me and makes me who I am in him.
And you notice that has to do with having him working through you.
That's right.
You can't do it on our own.
That's true.
Number four, clearly defined vision. One man's vision is perhaps another man's folly. If God didn't give us a vision, then it's not ours. And people see things differently. We love Charles Schulz. And Charlie Brown and Lucy and Linus are lying on the ground looking up at the sky. Lucy says, if you use your imagination, you can see lots of things in the cloud formations. What do you think you see, Linus? Linus responds, well, those clouds up there look a lot like the map of British Honduras on the Caribbean. And that cloud looks like the profile of Thomas Eakins, the famous painter and sculptor. And that group of clouds over there gives the impression of the stoning of Stephen. I can see the Apostle Paul standing here to one side. Lucy congratulates him. Mm-hmm, that's very good. What do you see in the clouds, Charlie Brown? Charlie Brown replies, well, I was going to say I see a ducky and a horsey, but I changed my mind. So what do you see when you look up to the skies? The psalmist looked into the heavens and saw God. In Psalm 19, verse 1, it says, the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the works of his hands. Over the years, we've defined goals as a vision of how it is before it is. Let me say that again. We've defined goals as a vision of how it is before it is. So we start with a clearly defined vision. Habakkuk 2:2, this in the Classic Amplified says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes by may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by.
Number five, bulldog tenacity. When I think about that, I think about my dad. And he once owned a dog named Boss.
Mm.
Now, he thought he was a bulldog, pet bull, and Doberman all morphed into one animal. Truth be told, he's a cross between a Chihuahua and a Rat Terrier. To say Boss had visions of grandeur would be an understatement. But one thing he had in abundance was tenacity. If Boss had the cord from a pool toy in his mouth, You couldn't make him turn it loose.
That's right.
Short of injuring him. And his tenacity gripped that cord. You could swing him around and around, but he'd never let go. Boss had bulldog tenacity. Never willing to give up or let go of what he deemed important. What does the word say about tenacity? Hebrews 10:36, New International Version. You need to persevere so that when you've done the will of God, you will receive what he promised. And let me just say this about tenacity. It stirred in me as we were recording this, If you're in a tough situation and you need an attorney for a divorce or anything else, getting a Christian attorney is nice. We get one with bulldog tenacity.
That's right.
It's going to look after you. Think about that.
It's too bad that we're not This will be, you know, if you ever need to refer somebody to this, this will be, as we're recording today for you, it will be available within, 2 or 3 days?
2 or 3 days on the podcast.
If you have to refer to it. Number six, be adaptable. If we're pursuing a life of total commitment, then we have to be adaptable. And adaptable is defined in dictionary.com as able to adjust oneself readily to different conditions. As born-again believers, we must be adaptable so that we can be fashioned or refashioned according to the Lord's will and plan. And he is always evolving our lives. In Isaiah 64, verse 8 says, "But now, O Lord, thou art Father, we are the clay, and thou art potter, and we all are the work of thy hand." In Jeremiah 18, verse 4, this is a good one. In Jeremiah 18, verse 4 also, it says, "And the vessel that he, the potter, made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it." God is going to be adapting us, but we need to be pliable like clay in the potter's hands so he can transform us from where we are to where he wants us to be. And that will be total commitment.
Amen. Number seven, temporary setbacks are just that, temporary. People who are totally committed to a vision, a dream, a goal will inevitably face setbacks. But we assure you they're just temporary. Don't focus on your setback. Start planning your comeback. That's total commitment. Moses came back from being a murderer, a fugitive, obscure shepherd, and excuse maker. David came back from lust, adultery, murder, and pride. Joseph came back from being betrayed, falsely accused, and imprisoned. Job lost everything he had, children, home, and wealth. His wife told him to die, and his friends abandoned him, but he came back. Paul persecuted and imprisoned Christians, killed Christians. But he came back a different man. This list could go on and on. But no matter how we mess up, God will pick us up, turn us around, and head us in the right direction as we totally commit to him. Hallelujah. Micah 7:8, Classic Amplified. "Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light to me."
That's a fabulous scripture.
One more scripture. Hebrews 12:2-3. And I'm going to abbreviate.
This is a Message Bible, I believe.
It is. We better get on with it. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Study how he did it. Because he never lost sight of where he was headed.
Mm.
Everything you do today, pursue it with a total commitment. Let it be unmistakable, your commitment to excellence, your commitment to do what's right, and you'll be blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow seed. Just ask God while he seed to have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning, a wonderful Wednesday, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.
And
bye-bye.
Have a tremendous Tuesday.
Absolutely, honey. That's it.